Hi, I'm Roy Spencer of PermaSeal. For over 45 years, we've helped over 500,000 homeowners make their homes drier, healthier, and more valuable. Our warranties are transferable and estimates are free. Call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
It's Chicago's Fest for Beatles fans back again this weekend at the Hyatt Regency O'Hare, and one of the people appearing at the fest, Frida Kelly, who back in the day was just a shy Liverpool teen, and she was working for a new local band, the Beatles. And as they became famous, Frida witnessed music and cultural history. Good morning, Frida. Good to have you with us on the broadcast today.
Good morning.
How many times did you see the band at the Cavern Club?
Right, well, naturally, I never counted. I just went as often as I could. But somebody said to me they played, 290 times. I probably, saw them 190-odd times.
And do you remember your first impressions when you saw them? Why did you keep coming back?
I do. The very first time I went down to the Cavern, lucky enough for me, they were on. And once I saw them, that was it. I just wanted more. And I went there. I found out when they were on again, which was, a day later. And I just carried on all the time. Every time they played the Cavern, if I could go, I would go.
And
I saw them at other gigs as well, but
right.
I'm a true Cavernite.
And at the Cavern Club in Liverpool, you got to talk to all of them and Pete Best as well, didn't you?
Yeah. Well, naturally, I didn't know them in the beginning, but I started going at lunchtime. And when you went at lunchtime, there's only about 30 or 40 people there. So you used to just wander around, and the band room door was always open, and they would wander around, and you could just go up to them and ask them to play a particular record or ask them where they were playing next. And then gradually, over a few weeks, I got to know them personally, and then I found out that they lived near me. We all lived on the south side of Liverpool. So when I went to, a concert of a night time outside Liverpool, they always gave girls lifts home, But in those days, there was no safety record, there's no, safety harness in a car, and you just all used to pile up in the van, probably about 11 of us all sitting on top of each other.
So when you were going to the club, you were just a young teenager, and you met Brian Epstein there and became his secretary, in addition to being the president of the Beatles fan club. What prompted Brian to hire you?
No idea. I happen to be, I happen to be in the right place at the right time. I mean, everybody knew him because he was the manager of the biggest record shop in the north of England. And, I didn't meet him at the Cavern. I met him at another gig. It's in Penny Lane. There's a church there called St. Barnabas' Church, and it was the church hall. I met him. I was there on a Saturday night, and he came in, and I was just buying an orange juice or something, and he came up to me and, said hello and just said he was going to manage the Beatles, and he was taking a secretary from where he worked, and he needed another one. Would I like the job? And I remember looking at him and saying, oh, I don't know. So he told me to, come and see him on the Wednesday, which I did in NEMS Limited, the shop, and then decided to go for it.
And Frida Kelly was the fan club president, Brian Epstein secretary. And Frida continued to work even past Brian's death for the group, and ended her work with them in 1972. As president of the fan club, what was job one, Frida?
Well, I didn't start the fan club. Another girl started it called Bobby Brown. And then when Bobby decided to pack it up, because it was all voluntary and she was giving her nights up, and she knew I could do secretarial work, so, I offered to help her, and we were doing it overnight. This was well before Love Me Do. And then when Love Me Do came out, she still stayed. And then it was just before Please Please Me, she decided that she wasn't going to do it anymore because she'd met her future husband. And then Brian Epstein said to me, "We've seen that you help Bobby, you can take it over." So it was landed in my lap.
Do you remember bizarre requests you would get from fans?
Well, I thought they were bizarre in the beginning, because a few of them, you know, wanted pieces of Paul's hair, and I thought, I can't do that. I can't just take a cob of hair out of him. But then later on, I realised I could do it, because I used to book them into the hairdressers. So two of them were going this particular day. Don't ask me which two, I can't remember. And I just said, oh, I'll come with you. And then I went, we walked over to what was called Horn Brothers. And I just said to the hairdresser, do you mind if I just lean against the wall? He just looked at me, must have thought it was silly. And he said no. And then, let's say it was John in the seat. Anyway, when John got his hair cut, he sent for his assistant to sweep it up. And I said to him, oh, no, 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 I'll do that. I'll do that. And then I just took all the cobs of hair and put in an envelope and then got John to sign it so I knew whose hair was in what envelope, you know. And then each time they went to hairdressers when they were when we were in Whitechapel, I always went with them.
Yeah, that's why everybody in Liverpool wanted to know 17-year-old Frida Kelly, who even got a mention on the Beatles' early 60s fan club recording that was sent out. Listen to this.
I'm George Harrison. Nobody else has said anything yet about our fan club secretaries, Anne Collingham and Betty, you know, Rose. Not to mention Frida Kelly in Liverpool.
Get out, Frida!
So on behalf of us all, I'd just like to say a great big thank you to Anne, Bettina and Frida for all the hard work they've done. And we just hope you can go on pleasing you for
Keep
a long
screaming.
Time. Because it's your reaction to our records that really matters.
Frida Kelly, yeah, with us this morning. Hold on, Frida. I have a few more questions for you. I also want to talk to you about the movie they made about you and the movie they are making about Brian Epstein. It's the Fest for Beatles Fans at the Hyatt Regency O'Hare in Chicago this weekend. Tickets available at thefest.com. One of the people at the fest, longtime Beatles fan club president, Brian Epstein's secretary, Frida Kelly. Frida, do you remember what your thoughts were the first time you heard Love Me Do?
Definitely. When I said I was a Cavanite, all the Cavanites, we all bought the record. I mean, I bought the record, but I didn't have a record player. I bought it because we wanted it to get in the charts, uh-huh. And it got to number 17, so we were all really made up, you know, that it got to number 17. I think it was only for 1 week, but at least it got in the charts.
Yeah, you wanted to help.
And then, of course, the next one was Please Please Me, and that got to number one.
Just giving an assist to the local boys, you knew. What I find most fascinating about the Frida Kelly story is you never wanted to write a book. You never wanted to really exploit your close ties with the Beatles and Brian. Finally, you okayed a documentary that's a very good film that you can still find. But why was it that you didn't want to talk about it? In fact, you sold, you didn't even sell it. You just got rid of a lot of your old Beatles memorabilia that was worth a lot of money. How, why did you do all that?
Well, you know, I left in 1972 and I was having another baby and, you know, I had four dogs and three cats and two kids and a husband to look after. So we actually left Liverpool. I went to live on what's called the Wirral. You know, it's the other side of Liverpool, it faces Liverpool. And as far as I was concerned, you know, when I left, that was it. That was the end of it, you know. And, of course, I had a different name. I had a married name. And so people didn't know anything about me, you know. I lived in, like, a village, you know, in the countryside. And then I went to work on a farm later on. Reared 40 head of cattle, would you believe?
Wow.
But then I'd just done one festival, and the reason I'd done it was I really loved the DJ from the Cavern, Bob Waller, and Alan Williams. You know, he owned the Blue Angel, the nightclub we all went to. And they were doing a fest, and they asked me would I go with them. And only because it was them, I said yes, and of course I took all the stuff that I had left. And it was an eye-opener to me, because I'd never experienced anything like stall holders, or I just couldn't believe it, you know. Mm. And then, you know, the Beatle fans that were there, I stopped one of them paying money for what I call a handout photograph, and I just went up to him and said, are you going to buy that photograph? And he looked at me, I think he was Dutch, as if I, you know, had two heads, and he said, yeah, and I said, but don't buy it. So I said, I'll give you one. So I gave him one, and then that started me giving autographs and fan club records that I had, and at least they all went to good homes. They were all Beatle fans. And then I said I wouldn't do anything again, and I didn't want to write a book, as far as I'm concerned. There's too many Beatle books out there. And also, you know, it would only be me that would write it, and I would probably say 10 years, and then I'd change a chapter, and you'd never get the book, you know. So the reason I'd done the film was my grandson was born, and then my daughter said, you know, Niall's not going to know what you did in your youth. And I said, well, what did I do? And he said, Mum, he'll think that, you know, you're the granny with the grey hair in the corner with the two cats and the supermarket basket. And I said, well, I am. You know, I've got grey hair, got two cats, but I haven't got the supermarket basket. So it started, she was going to record me on a tape and just give him that. And then a friend of mine, American friend, Kathy McCabe, her nephew, had just come out of university, I think, and had made a documentary. And she said, why don't you do a DVD for Niall? And that's how it started. And I never, ever, honestly, the truth, didn't think it would take off the way it did.
The movie is Good Old Frida. Frida, can I impose on you and ask you to hold on? Because there's a couple more things I want to ask you about after the news, if you can stay on hold for a bit. A very, very interesting thing John Lennon said to you. And also want to talk about what Brian Epstein was really like. So don't go away. We've got a special Beatle guest this morning. We're talking with Frida Kelly, who is there in Liverpool at the beginning of Beatlemania. She was close to Brian Epstein, worked for him. Paul McCartney's stepmother, Angie, once said the Beatles saw Frida as a sister, and our families saw her as a daughter. Frida will be at Beatle Fest in Chicago, the Fest for Beatles fans at the Hyatt Regency O'Hare this weekend. Before we let you go, Frida, I wanted you to tell me and our listeners about John Lennon and what he said to you, which I find really unbelievable in light of what happened to him.
In what way?
Yeah, he didn't expect to live long, did he?
Sorry?
Didn't he once tell you that he thought he would make it to 40 and that was it?
Oh, yeah, I remember him saying it. I can't remember if he said it to me or not, but I do remember he did say that, yeah. Isn't it weird?
Yeah. Did you find them all easy to work with?
Yeah. Well, I mean, everybody's human. They have their ups and downs, including me, from time to time. But overall, you know, because I knew them before Brian Epstein took them over, it just, the relationship was still the same. You know, they weren't big-headed or anything like that, and they used to just come in the office, especially in the early days, because if they played somewhere in England, they always came home of a night, you know, in the van. They never stayed in hotels until, you know, later on, after Please Please Me was number one.
They're finally making a movie about your old boss, Brian Epstein. And
yeah, about time.
what was he like? We know he loved the Beatles. He was a good businessman, and he unfortunately died very young. What are your recollections of him? You worked so closely with him for years.
Yeah, he was a good boss, but he was a hard boss. Let's say if he made a mistake, he didn't make it a second time.
Mm-hmm.
But he was also good, you know, because he took myself and the other girl, secretary called Beryl Adams. He took us out a few times, you know. I remember the first time he took us out was to the Empire, which was the biggest theatre in Liverpool, and he managed to get the Beatles a slot. It was a tour, and somebody was sick on the tour. Don't ask me who, I can't remember, it's a long time ago. But he took Beryl and I to see the Beatles, and we were in a box, which was very posh to me. And I can definitely remember, you know, the whole theatre being in darkness and the light shining on Paul singing. And I just got a big lump in my throat. I thought, they've made it. They've actually made it, you know, because they were playing on the Empire.
Wow. Frida Kelly, she'll be at the Fest for Beatle Fans this weekend. You can get tickets at thefest.com. Have you seen any of the Beatles in recent years and before John and George passed? Did you ever catch up with them? And now Paul and George before he died, and now Paul and Ringo?
Yeah, I didn't catch up with John because, you know, he went to America. When I went down to Apple, you know, I used to go quite regular. You know, I saw Richie or George. I saw Paul the last time he was in Liverpool, and I actually took my grandson to meet him. I wasn't going to go, to be quite truthful, but I thought, well, you know, he's getting old, I'm getting old, you never know what's going to happen, and I'd like Niall to meet him. So, you know, I got tickets, and we went backstage, and Paul had a chat with Niall, so that was good.
Yeah.
And he actually was in Liverpool last week, so a friend of mine from a group was there and was talking to him and everything, and my name cropped up, and he sent me a message, and Richie sent me a message on WhatsApp about a month ago.
Yeah, that's nice. And finally, we mentioned that you got rid of all of your artifacts, your keepsakes What did you save? What do you still have?
I've still got my autograph book. I've got you know, odd little bits and bobs that I will give to Niall.
Good old Frida, and if you can see that movie, it's a lot of fun. Frida Kelly, see her at the Fest for Beatles Fans at the Hyatt Regency O'Hare this weekend. It's great talking
It'll
to you,
good.
Frida.
It'll be good.
And I'm sure it will. Great meeting you on the phone.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
All right. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Take care.